Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. I hope you all had a sparkly, glowing 4th of July with all the fireworks.
Yes. And it was very, very, very good.
Right. And nobody had failure to launch. That's the good
part. We don't want to have a failure to launch.
When we're lighting our fireworks, that would not be good.
Yeah, so. We don't want to be, heard of some people that might have gotten hurt a little bit.
We hope not.
Hope not. We pray that all the men and women of God are, and all mankind are blessed of the truth that sets us free.
Okay, so we'll start off with prayer and then we'll jump in our lesson, Failure to Launch.
Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for all your ways, your word and your spirit that guides us and directs us in everything we do. We thank you, Father, that we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. For we are blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. Whatsoever we do shall prosper, for we are doers of the words of the Lord, and we're directed by the Holy Spirit each and every moment of our life. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all name, and we all said amen.
Amen. As you know, we've been teaching on prayer. And way back a couple of weeks ago, we taught that you should pray for all men and then for everyone that's in authority, be it the mayor, the senator, the Congress, whatever, the president. We pray for all of them so we will have a peaceful life. Then we found out that people aren't getting their prayers answered for lack of knowledge. There's iniquity. There's just lots of different things. You can go back and listen to all the lessons. We won't teach them all once again, so you can go to truthwins.com. Also, like yes. And subscribe when tell your friends about it, and off we go into our lesson. And we're going to start off in Kings.
Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised.
Right, and you might say to yourself, well, I knew a promise and it failed. Well, we're going to teach you probably something you didn't know, because as we know, God can't lie. And right there it said all the promises he promised. We have to know this is God. It's not your next door neighbor or your boss who promises and fails. God does not fail. So let's go on and see maybe what's going on that's causing some difficulty for believing the promises of God.
This is John 1:1, the eternal word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right, so there we have it. The Word is God. So do we believe God, or do we believe our mind, or do we believe our neighbor? So that's probably one key. We always should believe God.
Right.
Always believe
Seek
what he
says.
First
the kingdom of God, which is God.
So we're going to show you something that's... Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. We'll teach you something about the disciples you might not have. You probably read it, but you hadn't really thought about it. So we're going to go to Mark.
It says in Mark 28:16-20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And we all said, amen.
Amen. And it's the thing we wanted to point out to you, which seems unusual. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples right after he's
raised from the dead.
Right. And we noticed that it said some of the disciples doubted. So let's see let's see what Strong's has to say.
Their soul and their spirit are conflicting there.
Let's see what Strong says about the word.
It says in Strong's Concordance, Greek word for doubt It means to waver in opinion, mentally doubt.
Right.
And so, this is a soulish, your soul is different than your spirit, so it's a different entity in your makeup. You're a spirit. God created you in the God kind. You have a soul that gives you the ability, the five senses and the mental abilities, and it gives you the ability to see into the flesh, into the physical, and you have a body that's your spacesuit for this physical realm.
Right, so where they were doubting is in their mind. And it's interesting because you don't think of, while we do know there was doubting Thomas, there is a point of when you should question things, which it's not wrong. If people tell you something you don't think is correct, you can go back and check in the Bible. God doesn't mind that. But what we learn is Jesus then goes on and tells them they have all authority, and they kind of change from being doubting to believing, because we know the disciples went all out and prayed for people, laid hands on them. They all ended up speaking in tongues. Great things happened. So although they had an initial kind of mental, and then you can see why, and it's why people today can't figure out how people become Christians, but it's really a spiritual act from God.
You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. It says that.
Right. And so when you have the spirit realm change you, it's different. So for them, they had to go through the same experience we did. They had to believe.
And we have to know that we are a spirit and we have a soul. And the soul is where the unbelief comes from. And so you can still have a lot of faith, but if your unbelief doesn't overwhelm your faith in your spirit realm, things do manifest into spirit and cause the physical to manifest what the spirit is saying it will come to fruition.
Right, it answers your prayer. So because we're on prayer, so what happens is you have to go not based on logic and things. You have to go based on, if God said it, I believe it. It's so.
Right.
Right, and that's what it's going back to say. God, at the beginning of this lesson, said, everything I've said and promised to do, I'll do.
Right.
Right.
And
so,
you got to know that. That's part of your growth in faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right, because what you're changing, you're not changing your spirit, because God already gave you a measure of faith. What you're doing is taking care of the neuroplasticity of the wrong things that are not faith that are in your mind.
Yeah, the unbelief, as Jesus called it. The soulish things, the flesh, the physical, saying, oh, well, it's not going to happen. But the word of God says it is going to happen, so you got to tell the unbelief to have no response to the unbelief, talk to the hand to the unbelief, and you know that the word of God is forever true.
Well, and so we're going to go on to this next part. It's in James. Well, it's really in more than James, but it starts off in James. And these are promises that God said are promises for you to have. So we want you to, you can just stop the video, you can write them down, or you can go find your own promises and start. Because if you go back, it says Jesus is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in his Word, we saw the sower sows the Word. So we want you saying these words over yourself so that they become true in your life and you have the answer to your prayer. So let's go on to James.
It says in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And Psalms 37:4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. In John 14:13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Right.
Amen.
Right, so there's the promise.
That's spirit.
Right, and so what was the title? failure to launch. Why is there failure to launch? Because you don't believe
what he says. The lack of believing, the lack of understanding the truth.
Right. Well, you have to just go, God said it, it's so, it's done. God said it, it's so, it's done.
And yeah, regardless of the flesh.
And I don't care if there is doubt, because they did say the disciples even mentally in their mind were going over, how can this be happening?
This is really out of my understanding.
Right, because we've never seen anybody raised from the dead. How could he possibly be raised from the dead? And we can all comprehend why that's difficult in our lives to understand.
So a lot of people say, well, doubting Thomas. Well, I don't think there was a few other, and not say they weren't all doubting. There was just a few, two or three, that were doubting.
But it was interesting they were worshiping him.
They probably still had not a lot of faith, but they had this thing telling them, no, 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 no. And they have to say, talk to the hand. I'm not listening to the trash from the flesh.
Well, then said they were worshiping him. So they kind of, it's the scale. You need to make the scale so that you believe God over anything else.
It says that he inhabits, God says he inhabits the praises of his people.
Right. So we know you won't have failure to launch anymore. You're going to read your Bible, find promises, and ask for them in the name of Jesus, which it says, whenever you ask anything in his name, he'll do it for you.
Yeah, regardless of time, all the five senses and everything, it if you prayed it, it's done.
And it's to give glory to God. So
It took 25 years for Abraham to get his promise.
Right. So we're going to say,
so we're not worried about time.
Right. We're going to say truth wins.
Truth wins.
Truth wins.
Truth wins.
Our symbol, truth.
It always wins.
And this is kind of our thing. It's like the one finger's for truth and the other's for wins. But it's really kind of like it's three in one. It's God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's how we get our answer to our prayer. We learn their words and we claim their promises and we get the promises.
Amen.
So we say, have a great summer.
Right.
This weekend we're going to a swimming party. It's the time to celebrate family. Yeah. Have love and joy and peace and goodness in your summer. Enjoy having the light out so late so you can be out celebrating.
Yes. Amen.
Whoa, it's not going to be dark, though.
It's not going to be dark.
That was a tricky
Praise
one,
the
wasn't
Lord.
It? It's not night. It's the light. So we're not having failure to launch. So we'll see you next week. God bless you.
God bless.